Okay, hi everyone. This is your show on Some Bullshit with your main host, you know, it's your boy, Siki, aka Sikomi, aka Black Raven. And today we're going to be talking about single and happy. We're going to be talking about reasons why people get single. We're going to be talking about if they're happy being single. We're going to be talking about if they're not happy being single. But mostly it's, you know, single and happy. So it's all encompassing. You know how we do on the show. It's on Some Bullshit. And I've got with me two awesome, beautiful people in the studio today. And when we come back from this break, you will meet them. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. And like I said before, I've got two beautiful people in the studio with me. You will know them from
The backyard.
I have with me Grace, who's looking really cute, really beautiful. And Udoka, who's looking equally beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say it was looking beautiful, but then I remembered anything you say before but becomes nullified after the but. So let me not put but. Because again, Udoka is looking beautiful too. She's just looking gangsterish. Yes. Thug life. She's doing the thug life thing.
It's needed once in a while, you know.
Okay. Fine. I'm not going to argue. I do the thug life thing too. Though my own is different. I wear baggy clothes and everything. Oh, and I look like Nate Dogg from before. Gangster. Thug life. And I feel like Grace wants to sell me off to the highest bidder or something. She's really pissed at me for what I don't know why exactly, but it's all good. We're good. I'm safe, right?
You're safe.
I'm safe.
Yeah.
You people that if you listen to the backyard, you know that's not Grace's voice. She's just composing the voice so that she will not shout at me and kill
I'm
me.
I'm safe.
Nothing, no, auntie.
Oh, you're good. Safe. We are all safe.
Oh, now it's I'm safe. It's okay. So you guys know them from the backyard, and they are going to be with me today on the show talking about single and happy. Now, full disclosure. Which one of you here is single?
I'm single.
Grace.
But I don't want to remain single.
Okay, people. Let me give you a quick heads up. Udoka has been trying to wiggle and squiggle and do the whole thing through the whole question since. Let me ask again. Are you single? Are you in a relationship? Are you in a romantic relationship with somebody? Yes or no?
Guys.
It's straightforward though. Yes or no?
Zoki!
Yes or no?
Okay, guys. I'm single. Really, really single. Okay. Really, really single.
She's single. Are you happy being single?
For now, I'm happy catching my phone, but I don't want to stay single for long, please.
Oh, okay. 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 Fair enough. Fair enough. Grace, are you happy being single?
A look at my fingers. It's obvious that I am single, Mr. Suki.
Perfect advert. Oh my God.
Grace too has come out with her own corner corner answers. See these people that have this studio with me. They're trying
I'm
to.
I'm single.
Okay, fine. That's her. See, was that very hard to say? That was very easy to say. Now, are you happy being single?
I'm not happy.
Being single?
Yeah.
So if you had the chance now, if a really good looking rich boy walked up to you now and said, oh, hi, Chris, what's up? I'm so and so. Would you be my girlfriend? You would say yes.
A really good. Good looking and rich.
Rich, well to do is okay.
If he's everything I want, yes. Yes.
Thank you for bringing that up. I was actually going to wait until the middle of the show to bring that up. Mm-hmm. Now let us know your specs. You know, for the listeners, not for me. I'm asking for a friend.
Are you seriously going to ask me that?
Your specs, so. Tall, dark, handsome, short, white, handsome.
I'm not particular about the color. Might be fair, might be dark.
Okay, white boys, light skin boys, dark skin.
Red skin boys.
Red skin boys, black boys like me. She said she doesn't mind.
I'm not particular about the color, the skin color. It can be dark, can be light.
So what do you look for in a guy?
Okay. In general, I'm just going to sum it up with one word. I'm looking for a guy that matches with my kind of personality.
Craziness.
You know, I was going to say something before, but then that answer just went
sideways. You always have something to say.
It's necessary.
Go on.
I have to have something to say.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
People, she's really, I feel very unsafe, right? I feel like she wants to beat me inside the studio. Like, what did I do wrong? I was just here. Okay, so, here's the thing. People have different reasons for being single.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my reason, the first thing I always tell anybody that asks me, most times, girls, anyways, that ask me, why are you still single? And then I don't have girlfriend money.
Whoa.
That's just the way
you
it is.
You don't have girlfriend money.
I don't
money.
Have girlfriend money. Now, let me explain myself. I don't mean like... I mean, I don't have money. You know how in a relationship now, you have to have things. No girl wants to be in a relationship with a guy who can't just be spontaneous about some things, who can't just decide one day, oh, babe, what's up? Where are you? Let's go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? I can't do that right now. I don't have that kind of money. Also, I'm not getting over heartbreak, but I've gotten my heart broken once. And since then, it's been, should I say, up, down, middle. It's just been everywhere. It's not like I'm not recovered from the heartbreak. But it's like, I don't see the need for it anymore. So, in truth, the no money for girlfriend, no girlfriend money is like secondary. The primary reason is I just don't
emotionally,
see the
reason. Emotionally, you're not
I'm unavailable.
Okay.
Emotionally unavailable. So, what's your reason for being single?
So, listeners, he just gave you tips of what he wants in a lady. Get ready. Go for any training you want.
What
if you're interested in Zuki, please.
What did I give? What this
Don't
did
look
I give
for
him?
Money if you want to meet Zuki. Don't ask for too much money.
But
package
that's
yourself
that's
very well.
The,
come
don't
to
you
him.
Understand? But that's his thing.
But Zuki, don't you think you should consider dating girls that are not after your money? You know, there's some ladies that are rich. They just need a cool loving
this
guy
is, this
to
is
get.
This is true. This
you know?
Is very true.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
what
then,
I'm saying. The ladies that are packaging right now, they're coming for Zuki soon.
Okay, so do the ladies carry signs on their forehead that say, I'm not after your money? Because I was in a relationship
They do
once.
Not carry sign on their forehead. But
exactly.
From their attitude. When you see a lady that is rich, you will know. Imagine you dating a lady for or be friends with a lady for like 2 months and she had not asked you, hello Suki, please. I don't have data. Can you subscribe for me? You should know that lady is what to do.
I don't have data.
Because there is no Nigerian lady that you know for like 2 months.
Stop.
I do it a lot.
They'll come for you.
Man, if you can subscribe for me, get a book. Don't let me talk.
Oh my
God. I just want to feel
my goodness.
I want to be the gentle girl on this particular
okay.
show.
She wants
so
to be gentle today, but after she went off on you guys, so if you're listening to this, there is this thing where, you know, it's not necessarily about the girl asking for money. It's about sometimes you just have to do it as a guy.
Yeah.
As a guy, there's something
you're
you just
talking.
Have to do. And that's what I'm saying. And I know in my heart of hearts, I cannot
ready
do,
to
it.
Do it. You don't have the church mind.
I don't. Better. Thank
Zuki.
You.
I don't want to say you are screwed. But seriously, right now, I don't want to say that.
Okay.
Like,
oh.
Don't edit me out, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, she just told me that I'm fucked. It's all good. It's all the same. It is what it is. Now, Udoka.
Yes, please.
You said you're single.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, I feel like you're not single. You're not saying it because you don't want me to stress you.
Maybe because
but
of how
problem.
I take it. How I take
okay.
it.
Okay?
Okay,
okay, okay, okay. It's not like you are not in a romantic relationship. You are in a romantic relationship.
No.
You
asked
you're
me,
not.
Am I single? I said yes.
Okay.
Now, I choose to be happy, not to be sad. Because some things, we don't plan some things to happen to us. But when they do, you have to sit up. You just have to sit up. And that's what I'm doing right now. Okay? So right now, I'm single and happy. But I don't want to stay single for long. Come on, I need that gossip partner, you know?
And I like gossiping.
Oh, please. Zuki, I'm not talking about you.
I'm going to keep crying every day because
you keep yabbing me. I don't want that. You tease me a lot. You know, you are fired. You are out of the list, please. Zuki, you are out of the list.
But I already told you that he's not ready for that, so don't be afraid.
I don't know
so
what
you
said.
See?
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. I was just saying
please
that
stand on
if
that.
I was ready, I like gossiping.
I don't want you in my list, please.
Okay. Remove Suki from my list. Fine. You are not happy being single. Grace, are you happy being single?
I'm not happy.
Being single too?
Yeah, she said she's
I
happy.
I said I'm happy.
Oh, she's
she said
happy.
She's
but
happy.
I don't
okay,
want
but
to
stay
don't want to be single.
Long. For long.
Don't vex. I've not eaten today. That's why he's doing me like this. It's not my fault.
It's accepted.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so why aren't you happy being single right now, Grace?
I'm not
like,
happy
what's
because...
The reason, why don't you want to enjoy... Your singleness. Let's call it singleness.
Singleness.
Let's call it
I'm
singleness.
Not happy
yeah.
because it's taking like forever. Like when I opted out of my last relationship, I didn't imagine that it would take me this long.
Okay, but
before.
Then, you know, getting in a relationship is a two-way thing, right? Is it that guys have been coming and you've been brushing them aside, like
them.
With brushing
yes,
them aside
yes.
with broom and this thing?
Not with broom, but you know...
Oh my goodness.
There are some things that some guys do that you just off you.
So I don't think guys. I've seen.
Okay, let me just use this word before you put me on the line again. The very reason why I'm single up to this time is not because guys have not been coming. Let me say because I've not found my perfect match.
Okay, good. Now, can I tell what I was about to say?
Go on.
Guys, talk say more now, compose. So this is not even about, this is not just you now. This is a general call to guys out there.
Yeah.
If you're going to go after girls, I've been saying it for a very long time, guys, compose. It's not just about, you know how, I find it very disturbing when I see a guy saying he wants to ask a girl out, and then he walks up to her looking like a prisoner. When I say like a prisoner, I mean sagging, looking like a...
How much I hate general that tout.
You know I'm never sorry, you guys. I'm just going to come out and say it. Stop sagging. It makes you look like idiots. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
It just makes you look like idiots. And then even if... Let's get past that. Fine. You stopped your sagging. You put on suit and tie. I didn't say put on suit and tie. If you put on suit and tie, you're on your own. You're in Nigeria now. The heat will just kill you. You start sweating. Your suit will be dripping. It's not my fault. I didn't tell you to put on suit and tie. But even when you get to the ladies, have sense, you know. You don't just come up to a girl and then just grab her and, hey, babe, what's up? No, now. People will slap you. I think you girls should start slapping guys again now.
It's okay. You won't be there to cover us up when they're
true, giving I won't.
Us punches. You
so
know?
The ads come watch, up to slap. When the ads come up to so slap,
said,
punch.
So you said, watch yourself before you slap somebody. If that guy has chest, don't slap him more.
I'll slap it inside my mind.
Those ones that have chest.
Thank you.
Those ones that have chest don't have power. It's those that don't have chest that have power.
See,
there's different definition of power. If you understand what you're saying, let me not go there.
Please don't.
I'm intrigued.
Just leave me where I am right now.
She's not talking about physical power.
Just leave me where I am right now.
I'm intrigued right now. Where did you?
She's not talking about physical power. But please,
how did you get here? Can we talk about this?
No,
please?
No, no.
We don't want
to talk about it.
You know what? You guys listen after.
The next show.
I won't say anything. But they just gave you something to think about now, to imagine in your head. I'm not going to say anything. So you're telling me now that somebody's happy being... Okay, no, two of us are happy being single.
For now.
Okay, you're happy being single for now.
Yes, so I don't be forever.
Yeah, I'm just happy being single.
Forever?
Generally. It's not going to be forever now. That's always for the now.
Grace. Is it your forever?
It's not going to be forever. I can see it in his eyes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. You know
that line guys pull up when they say, baby, look at me. Look straight into my eyes and tell me. Right, sir? I'm looking straight into your eyes and I can categorically tell you that it's not going to be forever.
Soon.
In fact, it's not going to be long.
I think Zuki's wedding card is out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's not by third.
And just like that, they married me off. On my own show.
On your show.
They came to come and harass me on my show. Where's my producer? I'm not doing it again.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Ladies. We are back to single and being happy, please.
We're not just back like that. You can't just throw me under the bus like that.
Please
like,
come
the,
back. Sorry. Apology.
Okay, she apologized. But here's the thing. I think I'm happy being single now until I don't know, the foreseeable future. Because, like I said, it was a choice. So to speak, yes, I was heartbroken. We know. Don't bring it up. Everybody knows now. I was heartbroken. But here's the thing. After that time, I thought about it and I thought about that. Like, do I really have the emotional capacity to do this again? Do I want to get into another relationship where somebody doesn't trust me or I don't trust them because I didn't trust her? That was just a simple truth. I didn't trust her. And I had good reason not to. I'm not giving you details. But have you ever been in a relationship where you were 100% happy?
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
100%. Like, there was nothing
to worry about.
Yes.
Of course, yes.
And why are you single now?
Why am I single?
You walked right into that. Okay, why are you single now?
I walked right into that relationship. Okay, that relationship, I was not the one that looked at. It was because it traveled.
Oh, those kind of situations where he traveled and
then the communication just goes down and then
he went to make money.
Don't feel sorry for him.
He went to make money.
I feel sorry for him.
For him.
Well, this is such a beauty like you.
Have you guys seen Grace? I mean, today she even has her head down, looking sexy. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord. You guys, she's so blushing. You guys slide into DM. Come and drop lines. And I think I know her Instagram. Her Instagram handle is _Yemen. Yes, I know that one. I just gave you free Instagram handle like that. You guys are sliding into her DMs. But she will tell you to come and slide in, to come and talk business. Relationship is business too. Sure, you know. Relationship is business too. So you can
to
do
you.
It. Not to me. Oh.
Relationship means different things to different people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Point is, slide in.
Okay.
And then enjoy. I'm just telling you to slide in. You can decide to curve them if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, you're welcome to slide in. Slide in, please.
And Udoka.
Yes, please.
Udoka.
I love the sound of my name, yes.
Fine gay.
Fine lady.
Young oh, sorry, man. Not verse. Fine lady.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. You know, I would really like... Okay, you know what? Let's not talk about it. Fine girl, fine lady. Okay, fine female. Fine female.
Zuki.
Fine female.
Fine lady.
Okay, fine lady.
Be polite.
Here's the thing. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. I don't want to drop slap on my own show. Let's continue like that. So here's the thing. You are happy being single, but then here's the thing. You said not... You don't want it to go on for long, yes?
Yes, please.
Like, what's it? What are you thinking? Are you thinking maybe in like 2 weeks? Because I mean, the year is running out.
I can't tell the time. But if the right person shows up,
just
and,
like that,
and we just as in click, it clicks. Oh fine, we're good.
I like, you know, I like
we're
that
good
word.
To go, like when it clicks. But for
I like
now,
that word click. When we're talking about relationship, it just falls in like.
Zuki, don't take my click to another extent.
No, why are you like this?
Because I know the type of head that you have.
Like this, I never said anything wrong. I'm just saying, if it sounds good, like oh guys, how far? I met this girl and man, we just clicked.
Whoa.
See,
no, that type of
it
click.
Just clicked.
No, that type of
as opposed
click.
To okay, fine, let's leave the click alone.
Good.
It's another thing to want to be single for a long time.
That's
it's
true.
Me, yes. Personally, I don't care, it's just there. If somebody comes, fine. So before you go and tell everybody now that I'm looking for a girlfriend, if it just happens, it happens. If it does not happen, really, I'm not bothered. It's one of those things where. You don't.
It's a
I don't feel like.
It's a choice.
I don't feel like it's a
less
thing.
Less concerned about it.
That goes too. But then it's more like I don't feel like anybody should bother anybody for being single. Because I met a lot of people that you tell them, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And they go, oh no, I don't have a boyfriend. And the guy goes, why are you single? Oh my God, why are you? Why how can you be single? Uncle, na single is single. She no keep a sing. I mean, I had to tell someone that before. Like I'm just single. I didn't commit a crime. So what do you think goes to people's minds when you tell them you're single and then they respond with, I don't know, accusations of why are you single or why should you be single? Like, and what do you think goes to their minds? Do you think like anything special goes to their head? Like maybe she has bad breath. Maybe he farts when he sleeps. That's why he's single or something. Because I don't understand. I've been trying to get
it. I think when you tell people that you're single, they feel maybe you don't have attitude.
Huh.
Or, yeah, that's what I feel.
Well,
people always say different things.
But this is the thing. Is it not my single?
Exactly. Seriously.
Okay, you know what? Avec, Seth, if I listen to this, it's my single.
Not your single?
It's my single. Though, if you want to slide into my DMs, you have my handle. You know? Let's do this. Let's do this on a social media matter. And Grace is here and, you know, she... Let's. I'm not going to look for trouble right now. But I really think you guys should see what Grace looks like. I mean, right now she's looking, and Udoka too. I mean, I'm feeling very comfortable in the studio right now.
It's okay if I have 20 guys lined up disturbing me.
You pick
I'm
me
going
first.
To employ you to come and screen
to do
them
what?
Out.
To screen them out.
Seriously.
So, me,
so
I'm
right
so,
now,
well,
stop doing adverts.
Doesn't know your requirements.
Stop
now,
doing
so
adverts
really,
right now.
No.
Stop doing adverts. I don't want them. Lined up right now.
She has
now.
Pushed me so far into the friend zone. You know how this is what I supposed to put into the friend zone? So far into the friend zone that you are the one screening guys for her. I mean.
What are you feeling like? Oh, please.
I'm feeling like a fine boy.
Seriously? Who said you are cute?
You see, you just said it again
that
I'm
there.
Cute. No, you just said I'm cute now. But here's the thing. It's one thing to be single and happy. It's another to be taken and unhappy. What kind of... Okay, from as a single person, what kind of advice do you have for listeners that are single but are being pressured to get into a relationship?
Is that for me?
Anybody can take it. But I think Grace wants to hear it.
Okay, no,
Udoka,
go, you go.
Okay, so experience with Udoka now.
All right, my advice would be, in the first place, being single, you didn't kill anybody. You are not being disfigured of any sort. So I see no reason why you should allow people push you or talk you into getting into any relationship just like that. I mean, from your experience, you should learn, like, take your time, sort out yourself. Make your choice when you want to. Don't just jump into anything because people are talking about it or giving you ideas. Take your time and make the right choice. So that is just all I have to say.
Grace, anything to add?
Okay. In addition, I would just say being single is not a sickness. You should only be pressured if you're being single. You need someone to complete you. Well, you don't need anybody to complete you.
So
you are complete on your own.
One very big question. Where the hell were both of you when I was going through a breakup? And then all this pep talk. Where were you?
Oh, God. I thank God I was not around.
My heart was breaking.
Thank God
and
I
needed somebody
around
to come and tell me all these ones. And I was not looking for girlfriend up and down to come and...
Thank God I wasn't around.
You didn't look for
us. So I've gone with a slap.
Yeah.
You didn't look for us. If you had looked for us, then...
For you, sweetheart.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's one thing I need to get people to know now. It's... Being single is not, like you said, it's not a sickness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just... There, you're happy being on your own. You're happy being single. You're happy being, you know, doing you,
mm-hmm.
which is basically what a lot of people need to do to be able to find out themselves. But people, you know, they get pressured. There's always a pressure. The worst kind of pressure for single people is from the family members. I don't know if you disagree.
Trust me. Yes.
To be pressure when. Maybe the person is of age and then you're not even in any relationship. Then people start thinking, raising
those.
But
here's the thing. Who decides what age I should stop being single?
Our society. And you cannot shy away from the society.
I'm not going to attack that with anything. I'm just going to let that slide.
Seriously, for now.
But really, I feel like it's unnecessary, really. If I'm single and I'm happy being single, if there is no problem. And then, you know, people always mistake being single for being celibate. I don't know why they do that. But I say I'm single, but then there have been some encounters in the middle of my singleness. Remember, it's a word I made myself. Single. Wait, I'm making myself a singleness. I like the word. In the middle of my singleness, I have had some encounters. Not relationships, just... some things that happened.
I hope those ladies are hearing you.
And that's why you are comfortable.
I hope those ladies
are
hearing
you. That's why it's comfortable. But if you didn't have those encounters, then you'd have been eager to start a new relationship.
Feel that space, you know.
You'd have...
But what makes you think I would feel that space? Because you feel like I never had one night stands, but maybe I had something with somebody and then it doesn't suffice. That's not a girlfriend. That's not a partner.
Anyway, but that is not a criteria of you being happy because you're going out with them. That does not define your state, right?
That's me being happy. I'm happy enough to enjoy myself.
With them. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think he's happy enough because he has people that is filling up some gap for him, right?
Well,
Grace, I love that, seriously.
Well, this is becoming an I feel attacked.
Attacked.
I feel attacked.
I'm not attacking you.
Oh my God. It's not. I got single. And then I decided I don't want to be double again.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the process of being single, I decided to enjoy myself. Is it a sin?
It's just like you saying, I'm not working and I'm hungry. If you are hungry, guy, you go to the streets and look for what to do in order to put food on your table. But if you have someone that is feeding you, you have food, someone that is providing food for you, you just
you
feel relaxed. Like,
exactly.
Okay, I don't
want
to
do
work.
Anything.
Okay, where's my producer?
That's the state that you are now.
I want to edit these people off my show because they're making me feel bad right now.
Well, it's true. Okay, let's take off those your few friends or those people that is
feeling those guys.
They just take them away for 2 weeks. Just 2 weeks. Just
your single
alone.
Happy.
I'm actually a loner. I like being alone, really.
That's why I ask, is your happiness based because of these people? Or
no,
you are just happy
trust
because
me.
Exactly, that's what I want to hear.
But doesn't change the fact that I'm single and happy. That's where I'm going.
So finally, you're sitting on the fence. Thank you. Thank you.
How can you come on my show and be... this is not fair.
You invited us, remember?
I refuse to be bullied into making decisions like this. I am happy.
I am
single.
And I'm saying you are happy because you have people that are filling the gap.
Okay, you know what? I'll do something. I will not have anybody filling the gap again.
Okay, not people get your happiness. You do.
But the thing is this. I'll even try it. I'll do it with
imagine.
Try it.
Can you imagine that?
Can you imagine that?
Okay, guys, now okay, I'm
having
a rethink.
Let me ask you. You have been asking us questions. I want to ask. For how long have you been single?
It's been long ago.
Like 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years.
Those are not even long. Is it up to 10 years?
I think it's more around 4 and 5 years.
And I'm putting I'm putting it to you right now, Suki, that you're not single.
Seriously, he's not single.
You're not being true to yourself.
How did this get turned around?
You're not being true to yourself.
For 4 years.
I want to get both of you back.
I have people in between. You're not single, Suki. You are single in
for
the sense that
years.
You are single in the sense that you are not
you don't have
married.
A particular...
Okay, I'm not in a relationship.
Step of relationship.
I've not been in a romantic relationship for 3-4 years now. Yes.
Which type of romantic relationship?
With a gay.
Romantic relationship.
Yeah, with my heart in the issue. My heart is not.
But the other parts
is just
the issue. The other parts are involved.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You are still a single guy.
Oh my goodness. This just went from me talking about being single and happy to both of you coming to come and push
me. I want you to be real here, you know that.
I'm being real.
Yeah, that is why all these things we're asking you all these things, because we want you to be real.
But that's the thing. I'm the kind of person where if it feels good, I do it. If it feels good, I do it. I don't feel compelled
to
do the things that everybody says, it's normal. Like, get a girlfriend. Why? I don't feel compelled to get one.
Why should I get a girlfriend when I have people that are willing to do what girlfriends
are? I don't want to say something, but I will just reserve that comment for now.
That's what you're trying to say.
I'm going to say, let ladies come after you and give you some good beating.
Let ladies call Mo.
And give some good beating.
I will run. I can run.
Do you know you're playing with some ladies' hearts right
now? Do you know what I want to say?
You're playing with their hearts
It's always been mutual. That's one thing I can guarantee you.
It's always been mutual.
I've never won exactly, lied
for
to a girl or I don't know.
It's not about being mutual thing. The point is that you are playing with people's daughters' hearts.
So my own heart was not being played with.
It's their choices,
It's what you've determined. It's what you've chosen to do.
At this point, now I'm happy I have Grace on my side.
No, I'm not on anybody's side.
Oh my gosh. I'm back being on my own again.
I'm not on anybody's side. I'm not on the Doka side. I'm just saying what it is.
And I'm saying
it because you're only happy because you have people that have been filling the gap for you. Come on, you can't tell me 4 good years.
Oh my God, I think Grace.
It's not even realistic.
Grace, I think we'll just cool it here down and let Zuki be.
Guys, this is how it is. Oh, not both of you. I'm talking to my listeners now because they're the ones that are going to save me from you guys. I would like to hear what you guys have to say on this matter because it is really, really something else right now. They are making me feel like I'm not single. How can I tell? Is he your single? No. Is he your single?
No, of course.
I'm single.
I know.
I'm happy.
I know.
In between my singleness, something has come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
It was a two people choice. It's not one person's choice. Two people chose to be happy together. Thank you. They chose to come and go together. Mm. And we went together. So, I mean, how does that... You people that just come on my show to come and
school me.
It's unfair.
Stop using English or dictionary to, maneuver Udoka, things.
I'll edit you out of this show.
No problem. Follow only today.
I'll edit you.
Apology, please. I'm sorry.
I'll edit you.
Please don't.
Stop it.
I love my stay.
This is unfair.
I love my stay.
So... it's been fun having you guys on this show. Definitely, it's been so much fun. I've learned a lot. Let me round it up with, if you're listening to this and you're single and you feel like you don't need anybody to be happy, please go for it. Whatever brings you happiness. And if you are dating somebody and you are unhappy, please jump out. It's allowed. Jump out of that relationship. You don't have to be there. You know, it's
seriously
being together with somebody, then he now proposes to you, and then you go, "Oh yes, I love you," and then he now starts a whole life of sadness. So jump out if you want to jump out. And if you're single and you want to have somebody, please, the world is big. If you cannot find somebody in your street, go to the next street. If you don't find anybody in your area,
go to
travel.
Instagram.
Come to Jammy, Zuki's available.
If you go on Instagram, if you come to Jammy, you will not see me. I'm not around. But thank you guys for being on the show once again. Yeah, people, it's been fun. This has been On Some Bullshit, and I've had the two awesome hosts. So I keep saying awesome. Let me go with the two beautiful, awesome hosts from the backyard.
Yes.
Grace is really in the eye. Are you not beautiful? Are you not awesome? You see, you're beautiful. I say you're beautiful. I say you're awesome. Leave me alone. Thank you for coming on the show. Guys, it's been fun again. And I'm going to catch you next episode. Don't forget to share, subscribe on Instagram and Twitter. Our handle is @JammitFM. @JammitFM. And, we've got a lot of stuff coming your way. So, subscribe to Some Bullshit. Subscribe to The Backyard. There's a lot of good stuff coming to you. Just, take your time, enjoy yourself, and don't forget to be awesome. And don't forget to be cool. It's been On Some Bullshit. I'll catch you later.